Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We've got a meeting right after the show with AJ. You know, you didn't know that? Yeah. 11 o'clock. You didn't know? He didn't tell you? Maybe you're going to get fired. I don't know.
So today or tomorrow?
Today.
Today. So maybe just a meeting for you two.
Pardon me?
Is it just a meeting for you two?
Just us? Yeah, it's just a show meeting.
Oh, I didn't know.
You didn't know?
Did he come
maybe
in there?
Maybe he's keeping it from you. He wants to spring it on you right away.
Well, it is it's the end of the year, and this is the time where people
get flopped.
Yeah, so you joke, but you never know.
No, I'm not joking. It could happen. One doesn't know.
One does not know.
No, one does not know. So anyway, it's a show meeting. It would be fun if he did it in front of us, but that's...
Seems unprofessional. It would be unprofessional.
Get me in the holiday spirit.
Well, that's because you're a broken, dark man. That's all. Inside, the heart. Not
the dark, dark heart.
Dark meat.
If he brought somebody in and just fired somebody right in front of us, like a scene out of 000 or something, like, wow. I heard you guys talking today about
better
me.
Than a scene from less than zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe episode 2 of Gangs of London. So he could just say, hey, I heard you guys talking about me on the radio, which you said that I.
Well, AJ, I was the only one that said AJ was a
AJ
great,
Harden.
Great
and
boss.
I would say, yeah, that was John. And then he's going to say, okay. And he's going to bring somebody in that we don't even know, some board op, and he's going to Kiki Camarena him right in front of us.
Yeah.
And like, this could be you next time. Wow.
No. Del, it looks like you could get Kiki Camarena.
You don't have to, because I just give up the information. I mean, who am I protecting?
No, that is true. But, and oh, by the way, no, you'll probably just get whacked, you know, just your head lopped off right away. It wouldn't not torture. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think I deserve it.
I don't have that kind of time to watch torture.
Playing golf today or something?
No, I probably poker.
Well,
it's too cold for golf.
You're dressed for poker.
Got my prime sweatshirt on.
Yeah, he's got his poker clothes on.
Yeah. Let's get Aaron in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Aaron?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for taking my call. I've thought this for a long time. I've thought that James Harden, you know, shave that beard just one time, man. Just one time. The difference between James Harden and a champion is something very small, right? Because he can go put up 50 points. just one time. And you know, I thought it would be funny if people actually grabbed onto this idea, we could actually get him to do it. And then, you know, we come together and he wins. I mean, he's the best in the league. He could be I don't know, 50 points in a game. It's just incredible. Anyway, what do y'all think?
I mean, he's got a brand.
Yeah, I mean, you shaved the beard, and
he's shaving the beard.
The beard helps if you got a little extra heft. The beard is going to be good.
Yeah, he's probably got
you're more
that
brawny.
Chin thing going on.
You're more brawny,
you know.
Well, I think I'm gonna grow a beard now, except it'll be all white or silver or gray or whatever. Mine just flipped like 4 years ago. Well, I guess that's over. I guess I'll just be Captain
okay.
Gray Beard.
Yeah, you know, a lot of guys, but there's also the Grecian formula beard thing you can do.
I'm just not going to do the beard thing. I just don't shave because I'm lazy. Well, because it's not because I'm lazy. It's my skin gets real irritated. So I don't like to. I'll do the trimmer thing. And just kind of trim it down to stubble. But that really has nothing to do with what he was talking about, though. That was just more neat stuff.
No.
Neat stuff. Yeah. No, he's not going to shave the beard.
No, he's not shaving the beard.
He's not going to rebrand.
No.
James is not rebranding. He's rebranded with his hair is different.
Yeah, James scores 50 points. You want him to score 50 a game? or something? I don't know what that meant. Yeah, James can score 50 a game. That's what he does. Do you think with John Wall? Now, he's pretty mean to John Wall right now. He's like, I don't care if John Wall's here. I'm still on it. I'm not interested in staying with the Rockets. I don't care. I don't care about John Wall. I'm kind of excited to see if John Wall can actually play the whole season. That'll be interesting. He's actually a good player. It'll be fun.
He is a good player. He's starting to look pretty good.
Yeah.
He's starting to look pretty good. Like, there is some level of excitement. You just want to see if he can be healthy. When is it that the Rockets aren't adding guys that you hope they stay healthy? Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson. Now, Trevor Ariza and P.J. Tucker were known as healthy guys. But then you have now John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins. Like, if they stay healthy, if Will Fuller. If Chris Paul stays healthy, yeah. I mean, all these if they stay healthy guys.
Well, Chris Paul was if he stays healthy. They can win a championship. What if James leaves and the Rockets and DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall win the NBA title? Oh, my goodness. What a celebration.
This is a terrible thing that this man just said. Your friend Jackie from the Galveston area or Bolivar, Harden without the beard would look just like Esther Roll. You know who Esther Roll is?
No.
From Good Times?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. When James died,
mm-hmm.
I think James is still alive. James Evans, the actor, he's still alive.
He's going to look like Florida?
That's what he's saying. He's saying he looks like Florida Evans from Good Times. Oh. That's what Jackie just said.
That's not true,
Esther
Jackie.
Roll. Do you know Esther Roll was like 20 years older than James, the actor who played James Evans? Yeah, she is a lot older. Esther Roll was a lot older than... I keep saying the guy who played James Evans. I don't know what his name was. I just knew that he was the most badass dad, the one who could go take a pool cue. See, this is what bothers me about the polarization of race, and this is the problem with having too many TV channels and too many options. When it was back in the day when we were growing up, and you had about four or five channels, you all watched the same shows, so it didn't matter. So when a show like Good Times came on, I got to see what it was like living in the projects of Chicago. And
I'm not it was a depiction that was accurate, but okay.
So you don't think a super could do all those imitations like Buffalo Butt did, that guy, Bookman, and he couldn't do imitations and sing songs that were like lounge songs? That wasn't happening at every...
Or One Day at a Time, where Valerie Bertinelli and the janitor...
Yeah, remember, Schneider,
the janitor.
Yeah,
and then the mom. But then the
sister. The janitors and the supers.
Yeah, but those guys are unrealistic. Was Valerie Bertinelli didn't look anything like the sister, who was.
Dogface McKeon.
Versus
Bertinelli, like whoa,
Ian. But you can't have the same dad.
Whoa, somebody got the good genes, and then her mom was a redhead.
Yeah,
like what? This doesn't make sense. Now, the son with his big teeth.
Did Schneider ever get with her?
Nah, I don't think Schneider hit that. But you did have Bookman with in Good Times, you know. So I'm sitting here like I'm watching James Evans. And when a gang member kept messing with you know, was friends with Michael who came home, he put him over his knee one time and started giving him a whooping. A gang member, it was kind of a small gang member, but gave him a whooping over his knee. I was like, man, the dad wins. This is awesome. Or what about whenever Too Cold, the pimp, needed...
You didn't see what really happened when the game came back
and shot the place up?
Yeah.
Nah, the folk weren't as powerful back then in Chicago like they are now. It was like lords of whatever. It's not like now. Chief Keefe didn't roll up on the set.
Still, back then, there were still plenty of
shootings. Well, the animals.
Yeah.
Mel Tucker animal. Or whatever your guy's name was.
No, Mel Murphy.
Yeah. And then you had Too Cold, I think his name was, the pimp who needed a kidney transplant. And you had Dynamite. JJ ended up giving him a kidney to the neighborhood pimp. You learned stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or you had when they didn't have, this is my favorite, when they didn't, I was like, man, James Evans might be the coldest father in the history of television. When they didn't have their rent money and he went to the pool hall with a pool stick and hustled rent money and won a bunch of, I'm like, that's what I want to be when I grow up. Whoop. I can whoop a little gang member, put him over my knee. Mm-hmm. I can go play pool and hustle my rent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you want to be.
I don't get to see any of this stuff anymore.
Projects who can't afford the rent, and then he
I didn't think that way when I was seven.
That's what you want.
Eight.
Be.
I wasn't thinking that way. I was just like,
right.
But I got to see. Yeah, now it's like my kids watch. Oh,
aspirations though.
Just stupid stuff from. They just stream the dumbest shows. I'm like, this doesn't have any. There's no pimps, gang members. You don't have Willis and Arnold. You don't have Eight Is Enough. You don't have all don't these have shows.
Sugar Bear, Huggy Bear.
Yeah, Huggy Bear, whose son played at Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have none of that.
Those are the good shows. Those are
the good shows.
James Amos. Yeah. He played for the Kansas City Chiefs?
No, Amos Otis played for the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, he played for Kansas City Royals.
Oh, that's right. And no. Otis Taylor played for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hold on.
James Amos played for the Kansas City Chiefs?
That's somebody we both know is saying.
I thought his name was John Amos.
It's John. Yeah.
John Amos.
John Amos. Yeah. Hold on. John Amos. I'm going to see if he played for the Chiefs. Man, John Amos is still alive, son. 80 years old. Probably
is he
can
really?
Do. Yeah, yes, probably can do 40 push-ups.
He signed a free agent contract with the Chiefs in 1967.
See?
Well, Hank Stram said, "You're not a football player. You're a man who's trying to play football." He didn't last very long.
He was Golden Glove boxing champion. John Amos is our hero.
Dude. He is.
He grew up in New Jersey, graduated from East Orange High School. He had a social worker with a degree in sociology.
Man, why don't we see him?
Played on the Colorado State Rams football team and was a Golden Glove boxing champ.
Why don't we see him anything now?
Well, I know.
How awesome would it be to see?
He was in Uncut Gems as himself, and he's going to
I watched Uncut Gems. I don't remember that.
And he's going to be in Coming to America, the sequel.
Oh, well, because he was the dad.
Yeah, he'll be in that.
Well, he was McDowell's.
He'll reprise the role.
He was in Roots?
He still does stuff. You're just not looking at it.
Good Times, Roots, West Wing.
He was on The Ranch on Netflix.
Sanford and Son? As another one. Like, that was my depiction of black culture was like...
Sanford and Son?
Chicago Projects, a junkyard.
It was LA, right?
Fat Albert, kids playing... Doom, ba-doom, doom, ba-doom. Like, they're playing instruments made out of junk. Mushmouth, Fat Albert, and the man who put all that stuff together was Mr. Bill Cut. Well, look at this, bro. I can't believe she passed out.
Meanwhile, white people were on the Love Boat.
Fantasy Island.
No Mary Tyler Moore show.
It's true. It was the
Love
TV.
Love American style.
Love American. Greatest American Hero.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yep.
My TV watching, I had two different things going on and appreciated them both, but yeah. Now the world don't move. Hey, I wonder if these orphans are going to get adopted by this rich white guy in New York today.
Yep.
To the beat of just, look how sassy Arnold is. He's great. How old is he? He's really 14? I thought he's 6. He has his kidney disease? Aw, he's not making his good
what
anymore
now.
Now that I know he's a teen. Oh, that catchphrase?
Yep.
What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everybody said it.
It took over the country.
And that and Where's the Beef?
Where's the Beef and What You Talking About took over the entire country. Dell, it was a simple time.
See, it was a simple time. You don't know nothing about it,
I got
Del.
Somebody from a different show saying, I need to be on this conversation. Call in as a fake name.
Come on.
Call in with a fake name, and we'll just call yourself, like, Randy Rocket or something. Or Red Rocket, and we'll get you on, and you can talk about this.
I don't think he wants to be called the Red Rocket.
It's a nickname you can use. I didn't say it's, the connotation's not awesome.
Wait, yeah, I wouldn't appreciate it.
Well, maybe he's a Rocket fan.
Is he a redhead?
No. Okay. Maybe he's, I don't know. Yeah, he's not a redhead. Red Rocket is probably not the best.
No, that's not something you want. 814
Who shot JR? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who Shot JR was big, but Where's the Beef?
See, you
took
guys,
over.
Yeah.
I know you guys are trash.
Why?
Ain't even mentioned the A team.
Don't play your.
I pity the fool.
Mr. T said, early 80s were about, man, if you had a catchphrase,
what?
It was a rap. I pity the fool.
What was the A team on the show?
It's a different show.
It was
It's a different show.
Yeah. That's the afternoon show.
Yeah, and every time we talked about him, I'd play the song.
Oh, he just loves playing AT music.
I love this song. I love that show.
Damn.
I want to talk about Todd and Letitia. 27 showings, 11 offers, and their whole home sold for $5,000 over list price. Are you kidding me? And listen, you're probably sitting there going, I want to sell my home, but I got a house that I want to buy. I can't buy it until I sell this home. Well, wait a minute. Ask about their buy before you sell program. Do you want to move on your terms? You got that, the buy before you sell program. It makes it possible for you to move when you're ready and take the time you need to sell your current home. And, oh, by the way, the time you need to sell your current home ain't all that long. The average home from the Loken Group, it sells within 15 days. The other guys, 51 days. So you don't want to be sitting there with your home on the market with the other guys while you're moving into that house. Well, the other guys don't have the buy before you sell program anyway, but they do with the Loken Group. And, oh, by the way, they'll make you an immediate cash offer. You don't want all the rigmarole. You don't want the hassle of and all the stuff that you've got to do to get the house and everything else. They'll walk in and give you an immediate cash offer. It's what they do, all right? Call the only agent in Houston I'd call before I would sell or buy a home now. 281-861-4624. It's thelokengroup.com. The number one in Texas, and the number two in the world for the Keller Williams Platinum Group. It's 281-861-4624 or the Loken, L-O-K, thelokengroup.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, a woman was smoking hot.
Bubble. Huh? She had a bubble.
Yeah. She was smoking hot.
Not Wilona. Well, sassy neighbor. Yeah. Always the sassy neighbor on the show.
Yeah.
Used to be what you had. You had sassy neighbors.
Yeah. Or British.
Oh, that was...
the Jeffersons.
Yeah. They weren't sassy. That was... Remember one of the first ones, George had to walk on his back?
Yeah.
Took his shoes off and was walking on Bentley's back?
Yeah.
That was Bentley.
That was Bentley.
Yeah. Sassy maid? You never get enough of the sassy maid who won't work for you.
Let's start with...
Why won't you ever... Why won't Florence the maid work? She just stays in her house the whole time and doesn't do any work. Sits on a couch and watches her stories.
Well,
this seems like poor money that George is spending.
Sam the Butcher. Oh, no.
That's Alice.
Oh, that's right. That's Alice.
Alice. They did not have interracial stuff on TV in 1980.
Here's the gang member, Eddie James whipped. No, Eddie James.
Yeah, that is him.
James Evans.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's him. Yep. Yep, that's him.
It is him, and he got spanked.
Manny wants to talk about TV shows. What up, Manny?
Yo, the power lineup was Gidget when you got home from school, Sally, a young Sally Fields. The show was set on a beach, so she was in a bikini every show. Nice.
The Flying Nun?
Followed by, no, Gidget. Look up Gidget.
Oh, yeah. Gidget. Yeah, I remember Gidget. Yep.
So you go Gidget, then you go Punky Brewster, then you go the Monkees. Remember the Monkees?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And then you got your Different Strokes, and then you got Good Times. Hey, interesting fact about John Amos. You know he married a white woman?
He did?
Oh, yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, piece of trivia, you know, I suppose.
You see, see him on Good Times as a strong black father, and then you look up, you know.
He can still be a strong black father.
Wormhole, you know, and you get in a wormhole and look up who he married in real life, and it ends up being a white woman.
Dude, Esther Roll would have been 100 years old this past November. She was 20 years older than James Amos John Amos, I mean.
Not to fact check our buddy here, but I'm looking at under spouses. Maybe there is an unnamed white woman, but under spouses for John Amos, I clicked on the images, and they're two black women. So do you know the woman's name, Manny?
If I can remember, there's a picture of them cutting a wedding cake.
Maybe Karen?
That I know for a fact. They're cutting a wedding cake.
I don't know if her name is Karen, Lance.
Just Google Karen. John Amos white woman.
What wife? He's got two kids.
I can
spouse Noelle J. Mickelson. Mickelson, that's white.
Oh, I clicked on the image, not white.
Lillian Lehman.
She's light, but she's not white. No, Manny. This is not it.
No, you out.
She light skinned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems light skinned.
I'm gonna send it to y'all. I'm gonna put it on Twitter.
Put it on Twitter. You sure you're not talking about JJ?
No, I'm talking about John Amos.
What about
Lillian Lehman is white, is not white.
Are you sure you're not talking about Raj from What's Happening? Are you talking about Raj from What's Happening?
No, man, I'm talking about John Amos.
No, you don't.
Talk about Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wayne.
You're spreading lies about John Amos.
Tom Willis, the Jeffersons. Oh, wait, yeah. Are you talking about, Tom Willis. Oh, my gosh. That's right. What am I talking about? There was not the interracial stuff on. It was they had this. Literally, neighbors, Tom and from downstairs. Ooh, well, that was an interracial couple that long ago.
Let's give our buddy his flowers because John Amos' daughter, Shannon Amos, viewed her father as an inspiration. But unlike him, she excels behind the scenes. There's a picture of him with this short-haired brunette white woman when he was younger.
Hold on.
And his daughter,
is that a scene? Is that a show?
No, his daughter talks about how it was illegal for the marriage between her father and her mother.
Is that why they don't listen on Wikipedia?
Probably.
Well, Wikipedia says he was married to Noelle J. Mickelson and Lillian Lehman. Neither of them are white.
Well, I'm reading it right. I'm on the Instagram post right now.
It says news.
My dad met and fell in love with my mom while attending college at Colorado State. He was,
sad love story.
Yeah, she goes out. She goes on to talk about how they're.
Oh, here. This is what he's talking about. This is what Manny's talking about. Uh-huh. It's like an old picture, like from the maybe late 60s, Manny.
Well, that's not in his Wikipedia. Yep.
It was illegal in 16 states for whites to marry blacks. My parents got married in 65.
Mm-hmm.
That's how racist Wikipedia is. They don't even post a picture of a black man who fell in love with a beautiful white woman.
You're saying Wikipedia is racist. That's what you just said.
Here before my parents would be recognized. Wait a minute.
These are racist.
Okay.
Well, how long did they?
These reckless accusations of yours have got to stop. Like Daryl Morey is a great GM. There, got to stop, Manny. Okay.
Manny feels vindicated today.
A little bit. After that article, Manny might be vindicated. For those of you who didn't hear, go to ESPN. Tim McMahon wrote a nice article about the Rockets and James Harden and his entitlement, and it's not good. It's not great.
You know, the argument I get on Twitter is every star. It's like this everywhere. It's everybody. No, here's a big difference. Do I think stars get preferential treatment? Yeah, but that's not what I'm arguing. What I'm arguing against is what do you do with it? Are you out there doing your best to win championships? Are you out there creating a culture in your own of accountability in your own building where Michael Jordan would punch you in the head if he didn't think you were going to do something to help him win. You can say whatever else. If James had that same thing going on with some of his partying, I think people would look at him differently. If they knew, dude, do not mess with his championships. Do not mess with his trophy quest. That would be different. But to take all the stuff that he gets and all the – they have single-handedly said, you're out, you're out, you're out to different people because of what he's wanted. They let him do things that involve not trying to do his best to win championships. That's the problem.
So let me.
Well, how do we know somebody actually who would say these things? It's the same thing as you say somebody may be doing this for money, or somebody is doing this, you know, because we don't actually know that this is even real. It could be bad information. It's a whole like votes don't count. The vaccine's going to kill you. All you have to do is just say it, and it's just, I guess, true. So
let me ask you this, off the beaten path, just a second here. They were gushing yesterday about Jayshon Tate and that he's going to be a rotation guy.
Yeah.
You know, he came in, and now he's doing it in large part against the backups. But he actually is playing some minutes, and he's actually contributing some to what looks like he could possibly be a guy that is going to be in the rotation.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
A young guy that actually can play and maybe outplay a contract other than Daniel House. Zero young contributors on this team.
And he's been, you know, he's played overseas. Those guys are usually hungrier. Yeah. They usually, when they come back, PJ Tucker was that way. Patrick Beverley was that way. Mm-hmm. Those guys who have to go overseas, those American players who go overseas and come back, they come back fully appreciating their opportunities, and they usually ball out as hard as they can. So that's good. I mean, I think that's a how many other Belgian League All-Stars and Belgian League Belgian Cup winners are on this team? Not many.
I don't know.
Not many.
You know, but Bruno Caboclo he may be contributing a little bit.
Oh yeah. Well, it looks like it from this preseason. Yeah,
it looks like it. Well, we'll see. Preseason doesn't really mean anything, but. We'll see. Maybe he's going to have some trust in Tate after watching him out there. We'll see. Hey, Steven Silas he's probably got an open mind. But here's the deal. Man, sure would be nice to get some young guys on the court. Look at the starting lineup. Tucker, Cousins, Wall, Gordon, Harden. Is there a guy under 30?
Tucker, no.
Cousins?
Wall is, I think. Well, I think Wall's 29? I think Wall's still under.
No. I think he might be 30.
Came out after one
no,
year.
No, I think he's 30. Let's see. I can tell you that right.
John Wall is 30.
30.
Yep, as of this September.
John Wall, 30.
So I would say this might be the oldest team in the NBA right now.
It was last year.
Oldest starting lineup.
It was last year. And it, what did they do to get younger? Jayshon Tate.
Mid-20s.
Yeah.
Christian Wood.
That guy brings the wood to the team.
Would you like to apologize to all of us, or are you just going to dab? Which one would you like?
No, don't dab.
Don't spin don't dab.
Don't spin dab.
It's so embarrassing.
No.
I mean,
that is embarrassing.
Most people can't see it, but it's embarrassing
it's
to be around.
Not embarrassing. You
know, to me, I feel embarrassed now. Yeah, I feel like the show.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah.
Bring shame on the family.
Okay. It's 8:28. Did you just ruin the whole segment?
And one other thing, the picture we were looking at, when we click on the image of John Amos's wife, is actually his daughter. So they didn't actually have a picture. She's the daughter of the white wife. So, yes, confirmed.
Okay.
Married to a white woman.
Wow.
So Manny was right.
Manny won that one.
My buddy.
He won. Well, maybe, he wins this round.
So what you're saying is Wikipedia is racist.
What I'm saying is Wikipedia used an image.
Are you sure he married her, or he just lived with her?
No, married.
Yeah, it says married.
Wikipedia used an image of him with his daughter to say that was his wife. No, that's his daughter.
They did, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Wikipedia racist.
Wikipedia is racist now. Wow. I think we've proven it.
John Amos got disrespected from Wikipedia. Did they see what he did to the gang member? Mm. Did they see what he did hustling John Amos, first of all? Do you think John Amos could punch harder than either one of us?
Yes.
If he punched right now.
At 100 years old, yes.
He's 80.
Same thing.
But if he punched a wall, like if he punched one of those,
yes.
Have you ever seen those boxing bags in the
you
bars?
Punch it and you see punch how hard it? You punch it?
I bet John Amos can really pack a punch. I bet he's got giant knuckles and hands.
Yes.
That if he hits you,
no, you'd be like, go ahead, dude. See, go get hit by John Amos.
See, why didn't you just punch me?
No, see how that works out for you. 829 ESPN 97.5. What I want to talk about right now instead is, how about this? If John Amos punched you, what you would need? You'd need CBD oil to heal because it helps you. Listen, it is CBD oil is awesome, people. And here's the other thing. I use it when I play golf, too, and because it calms your nerves. You really do feel calmer. You have less anxiety. If you have a lot of tense moments, if you're in, if you're testing or you have your work, there's so much anxiety, there's so much stress going on for you at your job, well, a CBD oil can help. Well, CBD American Shaman oil can help because it's just different. What it is water soluble. It's the best of nature with the best of science. And they mixed the two and they made an oil that's water soluble. Because I don't know if you've heard, oil and water don't mix. Well, in this case, it does. And it's really, really neat. And it's really, really good. And it has helped me. It will help you. If you're looking for CBD oil, how about this? $100 gift card. They'll give you an extra $20 on that gift card right now. Now, you have to redeem it at the store you buy it at. It's all – and find the shop nearest you because there's 30 around the city. ShopCBDTX.com. ShopCBDTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
As a locally based company, Gal Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local. When you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business and share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 975 and 925. Then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975. Let's finish this shows up with old school Doug. He wants to get in here and have a say. What do you say, old school Doug?
Double Rods, guys. How are you doing?
Double Rods, Doug. How you doing, man?
I wasn't real motivated this morning. You know, I was sitting on my balcony downtown, not really wanting to walk over to my workstation. But rolling in on this at the 8 o'clock hour was just magnificent. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things and then bail on you guys. John Amos would have no problem handling Adrian Peterson's handshake.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Mm-hmm. John Amos could replace Chuck Norris and all the little Chuck Norris phrases. The guy he's monumental. And it's some of the 70 shows y'all were mentioning. Don't forget Chico and the Man. And the other thing I'm old school Duck, so this Chico took me died. Back to. To a radio show back in the day with two guys in the morning, and y'all had on the interwebs in the early days a list of all the rejoiner music and a jungle glossary. So I have a request to Dell the next time we come back from commercial break, or y'all come back from commercial break, if you could throw in the theme song to Barney Miller.
That's a little too old.
That would be going full circle on the show. So, always a pleasure, guys. I'll let y'all get back.
That was a great intro song, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me and Solis were talking about that. The music. It used to be the music for different shows were made for. That was all the shows. Like show music was a big deal for TV shows. Yeah. When I watched What's Happening, I was a big Dwayne Wayne fan. Like you wouldn't hear that anywhere else, but the reason that came up, we were listening. We were at his condo. He had Yacht Rock on, like outside, and they were. And it was a WKRP in Cincinnati theme song, but it's a song. Like it's got like four stanzas. You've never heard the rest of it. You just know the You never heard the rest of it. And we were talking about, was this a song that they made a TV show out of WKRP in Cincinnati? Or was this just an entire song done for one show?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
It was the show needed a song, and they made the song.
But they made a whole song, not just not just a real quick hit thing.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about how shows used to have, like now, there's music. Like, I love the music. For Succession. Like, most of these shows have pretty good intro songs.
Yeah.
But they don't have words.
Well, in Narcos, you always know that song.
That's
so good.
That's I downloaded that that song.
That's good.
Yeah, it's I read
I was
the
in
lyrics.
A restaurant and they were playing it, and I was like,
yeah, I was same thing. It was playing at this Ostia that we went to this week, and I'm like, that's Narcos theme. I've got this song.
Yeah. No, that's so good. You there know.
This is such a great song. I read the lyrics to it because I didn't know what he was saying. It's a little dark.
It
Imagine
is.
That.
Yeah, well, it's Narcos, dude.
It's dark. Marcella, the music for Marcella is good. The intro music for Marcella.
Mm-hmm.
This song's awesome.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Queen of the South is good. A good thing.
Yeah, I still gotta see this.
What?
I don't know. I still gotta see it.
Yeah,
it's dumb. It's dumb?
What's dumb that you're not seeing it?
Oh.
Yeah. See, here is something that it's just Serge Ibaka talks about he and Kawhi, and the media asked him he spoke last week with the media for the first time. He told a funny story of how Kawhi Leonard, his old teammate with the Toronto Raptors, recruited him to the team. Here's how Kawhi recruited Serge Ibaka to come. He said, Kawhi texted me and he said, "What's up, bro? I'm on vacation." "Ah, cool." A little bit later. And first Kawhi said, "Hey, what's up?" And Ibaka said, "What's up, bro? I'm on vacation." "Ah, cool. Bro, you coming or no?" That was it. That was it.
That's
that was the recruitment. And Ibaka said, was like, "That's Kawhi, man. That is just Kawhi. Cause that's Kawhi.
That's all he cares." I mean, look, he obviously has some, he's not this magical Tim Duncan just playing video games in his room. Like, he's got some elements of some diva to him a little bit, as we found, but mostly he's just about ball and just about championships.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't this the guy that was driving a 97 Suburban forever, even after he had his big contract?
Yes.
Isn't this the guy that put the team on his back and that all he cares? He doesn't want to do the post-game interview. He doesn't care about the accolades. He just wants to play and he wants to win. I mean, are you kidding me? Kawhi is the exact opposite of James. And guess what? Kawhi got rings. Kawhi just cares about ball. And he ain't about all that life and the beard and a brand and all of the Vegas.
No.
No, he ain't about all of that stuff. You know, he's about ball and winning. It would be great to have a Kawhi. It would be great.
You sure? Then he would just live in like College Station and every flight would be late, just like he does with the Clippers, living in San Diego and making flights leave later than they're supposed to. Kawhi got some diva in him too. He ain't James. He ain't going to Vegas. But Kawhi said,
"I'll take that."
Yeah, he does have a little bit. He has a little bit, but
didn't play a whole season.
When it's time to get down, it's time to get down.
Oh my God!
Period.
Oh really? You want? Okay, you take James. I'll take Kawhi.
James ain't never blown. James ain't never blown a 3-1 lead.
And he ain't never won no rings either.
James ain't ever. Well, let's look at the resume recently. Flip to L.A.
Okay, Longhorn Scott
blew a 3-1 lead. Mm-hmm. Against when you were the favorite team against the Nuggets,
mm-hmm.
and you were the cause of chemistry issues on your own team.
No, you know who that was? Playoff pee-pee.
No, Kawhi was not good.
Playoff pee-pee.
It's pandemic pee, not playoff pee-pee.
It's called playoff pee-pee.
We don't refer
that's what
to
he calls
his,
himself.
We don't refer to his pee-pee.
No. Well, that's what he calls himself.
He's playoff
I can't
pee,
help it.
Not pee-pee.
I'm sure he said pee-pee. I'm not. No. I don't know. You don't know.
No, I did.
You don't know if he's ever said that.
No, it was on video. He said playoff pee.
But another time he might have said it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks he's got a playoff pee-pee. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. All I know is this, is that Kawhi got rings.
All I know is
The
last time we saw Kawhi, he was getting smoked by Jamal Murray.
Oh,
and getting blown out in game 7.
Oh, so that's all you remember is the last time.
That's all I remember.
Is that it?
Recency.
No, I remember the rings.
Well, that's how long ago was that? A couple years? That's before the pandemic. That's the whole world away.
Well, you're damn right. I can't wait to get back to that world. Right? We're going back to the 70s, and you're worried about going back a year?
Well, you guys have quit on the show. I have not.
No, no. This is what the people want. Look, put in reverse, Terry. Put in reverse, Terry.
What's up, Terry?
Hey, man, I didn't hear y'all say it, but John Ramos was married to a white man.
Woman. No, that's not true.
Not a man.
What?
Not a white man.
That is true.
John Ramos?
He was a voiceover for American Greed.
John Amos?
John Amos. American Greed. The voiceover for American Greed actually is on 2.5 Men, one of my favorite shows. He was gay.
What?
John Amos?
No.
John Amos. Yes, he was on 2.5 Men.
No.
You mean he was playing a character?
Yeah, he's playing a character on 2.5 Men and married to a white man, and he was a voiceover for American Greed. I don't know his name, but he's an actor.
No.
No.
No, this is not. No. Hold on. Are you talking about the one who was also in John Hughes movies called Ducky?
That's John Cryer.
No, it was 2.5 Men.
John Cryer. Are you sure it's not John Cryer?
John Amos did work on 2.5 Men. Was his character married to someone on the show that was gay?
Yeah, he was gay. He was married to a white man. I guess that's what his name was. But it was a sitcom. But he was actually married to a white man on the show.
Oh, okay,
on the show.
Yeah,
you do know that's acting.
On the show.
you can't just run on that. John Amos was married to a white man. Wait, what?
What?
When we just had this whole. We just had this whole thing.
I didn't hear y'all say.
Yeah, you got to put it in reverse, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
This is what happens. This is what happens when we go down our rabbit holes, is things like this happen where people, we actually get actual phone calls of people from people who want to talk about this stuff. And John Amos gets, we found out John Amos was involved in an interracial marriage early on. And that it was a forbidden love. And John Amos' daughter spoke up on it we learned that Wikipedia put his daughter as his wife. That's disconcerting. That's very disconcerting. We also had Tara try to tell us that he was married to a white man. And he said John Amos, full on. And he didn't say that it was a character on a show, and John had to tell him that was acting.
Hey, guys, did you know that Leonardo DiCaprio died in a boat accident?
Wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, it was in a movie. Set in the 1900s.
Oh, that's that's Titanic.
No, but he died.
Did you know Peter Dinklage shot his dad?
What?
Dinklage, the actor, killed his own father?
Killed his dad with a bow and arrow.
A crossbow?
Crossbow.
While his dad was sitting on the toilet?
Yep.
Man.
Damn.
Wow. That's a rough run right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking through those episodes, and I don't see anywhere. He was Ed in those episodes. It doesn't say anywhere about him being married to a guy, but okay. I'm going to take your word for it. Terry?
I didn't watch 2.5 Men. So.
What in reverse, Terry?
Actually, I've watched some episodes. It's actually a pretty funny show.
It lasted for a long time. It must be pretty funny. It just wasn't my jam. I just didn't watch it. That was the one with winning. That was with...
Charlie Sheen.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, the other dude is completely bald. He just has his hair stuff he puts on.
Oh, yeah.
That he can make himself look like he has hair. Yeah. He showed pictures of himself one time on Conan O'Brien.
Hmm. That's interesting. Neat stuff.
So disrespectful.
844 ESPN.
Neat stuff.
Neat stuff. ESPN 97.
That's a pretty good one, though. Yeah, he's got the stuff he puts on his hair that gives him more
neat
hair.
Stuff. Well, you want to talk neat about stuff. Insurance or what?
Oh, man, I wish it was Linville right there. You could have just knocked it out of the park. Instead, I'm going to knock it out of the park with homeowners insurance and a chance for you to get homeowners insurance for less. How about TGS Insurance? What they do for you is they shop a variety of A-rated insurance companies. And if you don't shop for homeowners insurance, you get taken advantage of. This is a lock. Go look at what you paid 5 years ago and go look at what you're paying now. If you don't believe me, go back and see if you can find the prices and what they look like. Then and now, you're going to find that there is a major, major problem with how much you're paying. And you don't have to pay too much. You really don't. You can pay a competitive rate and still get A-rated insurance. And all you have to do is text the word money to 232323. Never has it been this simple. In 15 seconds, you're going to get a quote, a firm quote for your homeowner's insurance. And if you want to switch over, they can handle almost the entire process for you and get you switched over today. It really is that simple. Check out the website for yourself and go to tgsinsurance.com or text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I had, unfortunately...
I feel bad for Bing Rhames.
Shout out to him. Yeah. Terry also told us that a bear attacked Leonardo DiCaprio and apparently mauled him almost to death. He's in very critical condition right now, buried somewhere under the dirt. So.
Damn.
Hoping thoughts and prayers with Leo and thoughts and prayers with for Tom Hardy at one point shot and left on a beach.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. Yep. I'm hoping that thing ends up working out for him.
Who's fatter, James or Luca?
I see those pictures. Why people hating on those guys just trying to, you know, COVID weight's a real thing. Yeah. Okay. So I've gained some weight during COVID. That's because me and Luca and James are living our best lives.
But
sorry.
What?
Sorry, me, Luca, and James. Does Luca look like, when he's got that slow Euro step, does it look like he's lost a step?
He looks like he's lumbering up and down the court.
Why, yeah.
Why,
yeah,
well, like he's got a bit of a gut on him.
Why are you including yourself in this?
Yeah.
Why, me, Luca, and James?
Why are you putting yourself in this situation again?
We all just are, you know, it's kind of we're similar. And I'm not saying I could score as much as them, but I'm saying there's some similarities.
How are you similar?
What?
Just different. Well, gaining weight during COVID.
And so you're like a lot of people then.
And you and Luke are white, and that's it.
Yeah, and me and James live in Houston.
Yeah.
We've both been to Target.
Uh-huh.
What?
So
James was in Target?
That's wherever he was. James was shopping.
Oh, that time.
That's where famous James was shopping.
Yeah.
These are your comparisons?
We've both been to Turkey Leg Hut.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You both in the Toyota Center?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Multiple
times.
You both dated a Kardashian?
No.
Oh, that's where it ends, huh? The comparison?
That one, not as much. We both
have
worn braids. We both have worn braids.
That's not true.
When I was younger, I used to wear braids.
That's a lie. Big booties?
Bubbles, but I don't go like...
I like pretty feet.
I don't know. You got to ask James. I don't know. I don't know his thoughts on that.
Is your jersey hung up in a strip club?
I've made a corner three. I've made threes from actually corner, elbow extended, and top of the key at Toyota Center. So,
but what about the question I just asked you?
Cool. What? Yeah.
Is your jersey hung up in a strip club?
I would have to check. I've been in for years.
Did you ever?
I don't think I've ever been to one. That's one. I've never been to one enough for me to, for them to know me by name.
Did you ever have a former Rockets son beat up?
I did not.
No?
All right. I did not. I threatened.
Neither did James, according to James, but okay.
Yeah.
We'll just seeing if there's
any similarities. Comparisons have kind of ended now.
I threatened Scott, Scott Padgett.
Did you ever threaten your boss that you want out?
Yeah. Oh, he's done that.
Yeah, he does that everywhere he goes.
Yeah. That's why he's second, that's why his name is Body Bags.
Okay. See? Me and James.
You and James. Same guy.
Have I gotten people fired?
I don't know.
Not on purpose, but me and James get ready. Do you call me Body Bags?
I do call you that.
Okay. What James, about James? James? Do people leave in Body Bags with James?
Yeah. James' pullout game is much better.
Well, so far that's proven to be the case.
Yeah. I would say no. That's inaccurate.
What? What? Are you telling us something we don't know?
Nope. I'm just saying no.
What do you mean?
You're making a lot of assumptions.
Well, we know your history and James'
and
public
history.
I have tried.
Record.
No. I was trying.
Oh,
those are all tries.
How do you know James wasn't?
I'm more accurate. Shots are more accurate.
You know, there's a joke. Nah, I can't make it.
You don't know. That target.
I got a better shooting percentage.
I can't say without insulting Nicole. There's a joke here, and I can't say it.
No.
I can't say
there's
it.
No way.
I'm out.
Of course, you don't know what James is aiming at on the backs. Okay? You have no idea. So he might have much better.
Oh, no.
Target practice. Are
the kids listening, Lance?
I don't think so. My wife has just texted me something that was a Christmas present thing. Nothing about this. I don't think she's listening.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the kids. Kids went back to school. Maddie's still there, and she's the dangerous one.
Yeah, she is.
She said something that I'll just have to tell you during the break. I do not have permission to tell this one on the air.
Okay.
My wife has already said this doesn't get on the air.
Okay.
So I'll have to, yeah.
All right. Let's get the other Eric in here. What up, Eric?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to follow up on something. When we were kids, the Love Boat and Fantasy Island came on at 9 o'clock. And what you would always do is you would watch that first 3 minutes to see who was on, because both of those shows were made up of whatever people from had a popular show that got canceled. You have, like, Ron Colillo from Welcome Back, Kotter. And I remember when we were little kids, all we were hoping was it was going to be an Adrienne Barbeau,
mm-hmm.
who was the daughter on Maude, who yep. had some strong game.
Yeah. No, anyway, Adrienne Barbeau was – go look her up. Go look at pictures of a young Adrienne Barbeau. Holy crap. As a matter of fact, I don't know why I got in a rabbit hole the other day. About a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, I wonder what Adrienne Barbeau looks like. Wow. She was fabulous. You're absolutely right. No, that's a good call. That's a good call.
Yeah, this just in. People who are on long-running TV shows and now streaming shows, there's some decently attractive people mm-hmm. there to this day.
Uh-huh. No.
Are you a fan of the Queen's Gambit girl?
She's very attractive young lady.
No?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just needed our confirmation?
No. Well, I mean, she's not a natural redhead, obviously.
Well, I mean, yes, I think she may be a blonde in real
She's
life.
Argentinian, I believe. Half Argentinian. She speaks beautiful Spanish.
Neat yeah. stuff.
See?
Neat stuff indeed.
Adrienne Barbeau used to bring it.
She used to bring it. That's just called not wearing a bra.
Well, all right.
That's not called bringing
back
it.
In the day, that was bringing it.
Bringing it, this is not wearing a bra. And look at her. Look at those eyebrows. I was not a fan of hers.
Look at those eyebrows. Is that what you just said? I didn't even know she had eyes. Okay. What are you talking about?
Are you, though?
Yeah. She has eyes? Oh, that's something I didn't know.
Are you, though?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, though.
You are an ally to the women's movement.
I'm an ally.
I didn't know she had eyes.
I wasn't aware.
Yeah, she was strong. Adrienne Barbeau. Hey, let's get PD in here. I'm sure he's got a John Stamos story. What up, PD?
Hey, that chick was hooked up with Hugh Hefner.
Adrienne Barbeau?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
She did the Playboy, like the fold out thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never saw that one.
Y'all were talking? Yeah, I did. You were talking about John Amos, but remember John Stamos?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was on that show with Bob Saget.
Aunt Becky. He and Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was in a bar one night, and I got really drunk.
Surprising.
And I thought he was Dom DeLuise's son. And it almost led to a fist fight. And I ended up losing like $60 on a bet. I had to pay the guy the next like time I saw him. It wasn't the next night. It was like 3 or 4 days later.
Wait, a fight with John Stamos or a fight over John Stamos?
A fight over John Stamos. I thought he was Dom DeLuise's son because I got some bad intel. And it was wrong.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, neat stuff.
Dom DeLuise's son?
Yeah, you thought he was David DeLuise?
Wow.
They don't look anything alike.
John Stamos is...
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not
DeLuise is Italian. John Stamos is Greek.
Well, which... Okay. That's true. Very true.
I don't walk on water. I made a mistake. Sorry. It all happens.
Well, it'll cost you $60.
And
if you had that
fight.
$60 today, look where you'd be.
Yeah, I know. Mm. No kidding. All right, man. I gotta go.
All right, PD.
So the complete, I guess, summary of the story is he almost got in a fight in a bar with John Stamos?
And he went from John Amos
to
John Stamos.
Well, they sound alike.
Right, which had nothing to do with anything that we were talking about.
But they sound alike, John.
Right. And rhyme. They rhyme.
Yes.
Right. If we're going to rap today and we have to rhyme something with John Amos, it'll be John Stamos.
Yeah, if we have to rap.
Or famous, right?
Yes.
Yeah. If we have to rap, if we have a rap battle about John Amos, if somebody could come up with a rap battle about John Amos, then
thought you getting famous. Didn't know you got your ass whipped by John Stamos. John Amos. No, it's Stamos. Amos for the win. And then you can just keep going to PD. Can, I saw a man come up and I paid him $60.
Gonna and fight.
Gonna fight a bear with Dom DeLuise.
What?
The hell is he talking about? Honestly, though, do you think PD's stories are real?
Yeah.
I want them so bad to be real.
Yes.
I want all of them to be real.
Oh, no. I don't think PD lies.
I don't think he does either. I think he's lived that life.
No, he does. He's not Gilbert. He
got in a fight one time with a redhead who tried to burn my house down. Like, please, Jesus, let these all be real.
It is true.
I don't want any of these to be fake. I think they are, though.
I do, too.
Speaking of redheads, I had a girl try to cut my arm off because she caught me in bed with another. Oh, please, God, let this. I was in a drug deal that went sideways. Like, oh, don't let this be a lie.
No, it's not. PD can't make this up. 703-780-3776, the Generator Superstore.
Where you? No, it's a super center.
Ooh.
You see, there's a big difference because they are a super center. The super center, ladies and gentlemen, is what I'm talking about. And they have exactly what you're looking for, which is going to be those standalone generators, not the portable kind, the cheapo kind. We're talking about the ones that are the safest and we're the ones that are the that do the best job of getting your power back on and keeping it on. How about Generac? Generac is a name that is known throughout the industry. The Generac automatic standby generator, you can get that installed at your home. And Generator Supercenter is the nation's number one Generac generator dealer. The number one. You can give yourself that peace of mind of knowing that your generator, as soon as your power goes off, it will come right back on. Whether it is a blown transformer, whether it is a terrible winds, whether it is a hurricane, it can keep your electricity off for weeks. And in some states, it's even been months. This is a chance for you to have peace of mind like you've never had before. You know you've thought about it before, and then it kind of peters away and like, oh, we're out of hurricane season. This is the best time. This is the best time. So go to Generator Supercenter and look into getting the Generac automatic standby generator. Financing is available. It's just low monthly payments. Give them a call today. Don't wait for that next storm. 281-377-9774. That's 281-377-9774.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.